Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Chanel's Language Learning Journey Podcast with me, Chanel Patrice Hancock, on Anchor.fm. It's Tuesday evening here in Akron, Ohio, almost 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time here in the U.S., and I have an announcement to make. But before I make that announcement, I'd like to thank the sponsors of the show, Anchor.fm, for their wonderful support for the past 16 months of me being able to accomplish my dream of having my own podcast show where over 9,300 people in 87 countries and here 33 states in the U.S. listen to me weekly talk about language learning the visually impaired way while interviewing industry experts such as Stephen Krashen, Steve Kaufman, Luca Lampriello, Ollie Richards, Richard Simcott, David James. The list goes on and on. And I have to say thank you for making a site that's accessible for people that have visual and print disabilities where they can create shows that are meaningful not only to them but to a wider audience around the world where they can impact people in a positive way. Thank you so much. Now, let's get straight into today's episode. It's an announcement. I'm going to be working with the Michelle Thomas Method here in Boston, Massachusetts. They have a headquarters in London, England, where the executive editor, Sue Hart, who first approached over 21 years ago Michelle Thomas to create his legendary courses for the public to be able to consume at their leisure. And it took 2 whole years for him to agree to want to create this method because he was very secretive, as everybody knows, very private about his method and how he did things. He didn't want to feel like he was being exploited by the education system or anybody else who might want to just make a buck off of his creation. And, you know, I mean, when you create something, a lot of people like to judge, and he was very protective. And there are videos where they documented him and his method on YouTube, if you want to look that up, called Michelle Thomas, the Language Master. And there's parts 1, 2, and 3, and I've watched them all, and I have to say, I wish I could have met him in person, because if it wasn't for his method, I wouldn't have learned Russian to the degree that I did. Yes, I had to supplement with other materials after using the entire course, but that was fine because I had a very big basis in vocabulary and grammar and how things were structured in order for me to have real meaningful conversations with people. And so it made me continue using his method even further to help with Dutch, French, Italian, and now I'm using it for Japanese, Hindi, Egyptian Arabic, and I will be using it for Korean and Irish as well. So I will be doing a series of different affiliate marketing reviews for his courses throughout this year going into next year. And I also will be teaming up with them to create a project where twice a month the listeners get to send me via the Anchor app or the page itself their creative pitch as to why they want to learn Polish. And so the Polyglot Gathering next year is going to be in Poland. And so I'm trying to get a jump start for all those people who want to learn Polish why not learn it with the Michelle Thomas method? And yours truly will be taking a crack at Polish starting January 1 using the method, the foundation, and the intermediate course. Well, if the listeners type in my name, C-H-E-N-E-L-L, and leave off the last E, they can get a promotional 35% off either the foundation Polish course or the intermediate course. Now, in order for you to receive this code, you have to be able to come up with why you want to learn Polish. And if you can do it in a 5-minute pitch or less, I pick 2 people per month, starting this month, to give this code to. And of course, you will have to leave me your contact information in order to do so. And I will leave you the information, and you can go to the website, and you can pick out which course you want to get, and you will get 35% off one of the courses for you to be able to take a crack at learning Polish before the Polyglot Gathering in May of 2020. So, if you guys like that idea, please let me know on Chanel's Language Learning Journey podcast at anchor.fm and a voicemail, and I will get back to you. Or you can find me under Chanel Patrice Hancock on Instant Messenger and send me your response in an audio file, and I will pick at random 2 people per month, and you will be able to get yourself a Michelle Thomas Polish course, 35% off, and you get to start the process of learning Polish. And that's a cool thing, trust me. So I hope you guys can support this and come along for the ride, because it's going to be an awesome ride. Now, you will hear me throughout the rest of the year. United Arab Emirates. That's voiceover in the background on my Apple TV. You will hear me give a lot of interviews.
Alert, Netflix, ABC, row 6, column 1. Voiceover off.
So basically what's going to happen is you're going to find that I'm going to be doing a lot of reviews on Michelle Thomas courses. And I'm going to do a review of the Japanese intermediate in the next coming weeks. I'm going to take my time with the review, I would say, because I want to give you guys a really nice review. And a lot of people liked the first one, so I'm going to follow that up. And I might throw a surprise in there at the end of the podcast. Just because I really want to dive into the world of Michelle Thomas. Because I am working for them now. I want to interview some of the teachers that taught the course and go behind the scenes of that. So I'm going to be doing that for every course that I review. I do have an interview coming up shortly with Sarah Cole, who is the publishing editor for the Boston office of Michelle Thomas Method. here in the States, and so I'm going to be working with her reviewing these courses, and I'm also going to be interviewing her next week. So that interview will be coming out before the end of the month, and I have a whole bunch of other interviews coming up as well with Jonathan Huggins of the 30-Day Language Speaking Challenge, and Tristan Foy, Polyglot Keith from Twitter, a good friend of mine from Kazakhstan, Maribe. So I have a lot of interviews coming up, and I'm going to be having a lot of reviews coming up as well. I will be reviewing for the Michelle Thomas Company the following languages: Japanese, Hindi, Korean, Egyptian Arabic, Dutch, Russian, French, and Italian. And so throughout the next few months going into 2020, there will be reviews, there will be interviews with certain teachers for each course, to give some background information for the listeners. And so that is what's coming up as far as working with Michelle Thomas. I also will be writing an article for one of their publications on my experience using Michelle Thomas and sharing this method with other people who are blind and visually impaired. And also, I'd like to plug in as well, if you want to join my language learning group on Facebook, you can go to Chanel's Language Learning Journey Mastermind, Chenelle apostrophe S, Language Learning Journey Mastermind, where you can join. You have to answer the questions. Make sure you do that and agree yes for the questions. And you can join if you want to learn more languages. I pretty much cover them all. I might not speak them all, but I cover them all. So all the Asian languages, the Middle Eastern and African languages, the languages from Pakistan, Afghanistan, India, the United Arab Emirates, indigenous languages. If I don't know it, I will find the information. I give resources such as Michelle Thomas. That's one of the first resources I give that people can buy or get from their library. I don't believe in piracy, so I will never tell you to go on BitTorrent and download it for free. I will always tell you to go to the library, or I will tell you to go buy it. And a lot of times buying it is the best thing you can do because you get to keep it. And then you're giving the people who made the course their proper due. So I'm going to be writing an article for one of their publications soon, so you guys will be able to read about that once I get it written and edited and proofread and I submit it. Yes. So I'm quite happy to be working with the Michelle Thomas method and Sarah Cole as well, and I'm very appreciative to all the teachers at the Michelle Thomas Company for taking the time to want to be interviewed by me for the show. And also, if you guys have any questions for any of them, please let me know, and I will ask during the interview. I also want to say that I am like extremely happy, because this is a dream come true for me, that I'm able to be sponsored by the Michelle Thomas Method, and that I'm able to work with them on reviewing their courses, for which I hold in high regard. Now, I will say that I do supplement with using Memorize and using Pod 101 by InnovativeLanguageLearning.com, and I use Netflix and TuneIn Radio, and I watch the news and listen to Harry Potter and whatever I can get my hands on in the target language, because that's extremely important. You can use one method to be able to get a starting base on the language, but you want to keep going with that. In order to do that, you have to find things that are compelling to you to listen to and to read, whether it's in Braille, whether it's in audio, whether you read PDF, whether you read an ebook, whether it's a paperback or hardback book, whatever it is, a newspaper clipping, a magazine article, a TV clipping, a piece of music, a recipe, whatever is important to you, that's what you want to do in order to be able to increase your learning of that language, the culture, in order to really become one with it. So I always tell people, even if they do use Michelle Thomas, use other things after that to supplement your learning, because you're going to need to fill in some gaps, of course. But overall, it is a great course. I will be giving it my honest review. And I hope to have Ollie Richards back on the show. I'm going to try to get him back on the show before Christmas, so I can interview him about him being a student for the Korean course that they just put out, which I will be reviewing. It's the Korean Foundation course. And I'm going to be honest, I was impressed. So it made me want to go back and start restudying Korean again, because I used the Korean Mango Languages unit for a few weeks. And I said, I need to use Michelle Thomas. I should have used Michelle Thomas. And then when I was approached to, after inquiring information about wanting to work with the Michelle Thomas company, and they came back and said they wanted to work with me because they never worked with someone that was visually impaired before, I said, okay, these are the languages I want to be able to do for you now. And Korean was one of them, and I hope to be able to review their Irish course that they're going to be coming out with later this year. And because Ollie Richards is coming out with his Japanese Uncovered course in a couple weeks, I kind of beat him to the game so I can start early learning Japanese using Michelle Thomas Foundation Japanese, and I will be doing the intermediate shortly. Which I can't wait to do the review for, because like I said earlier in the podcast, a lot of people are waiting for this interview, or should I say review. But I know people will be waiting for the interview with the publishing editor, Sue Cole, and I know people will be waiting for the interview with the teachers who created the Japanese course. And I will be doing the interviews for Japanese, Hindi, Arabic, Korean, because I really want to dive in from the teacher's standpoint and how it is to work with the students and have the cameras on. And, you know, I studied film and theater, so for me, this is like a real love to be able to dive into this side of things and really, you know, get the nitty-gritty of it all. So I hope that you guys enjoy what's about to come in the next few months or so for the podcast. Please remember to give me a review, you know, a rating. That would help a great deal. And thank you to the people that are listening now. Thank you to the people that have subscribed. Thank you for sticking with me. I can't believe that I have 87 countries now and 33 states here in the U.S. I hope to get all 50 states eventually here in the U.S. Thank you for sticking with me for the past year and a half now. I really appreciate it. I do this for you guys. And so, you know, please join my Facebook group. I mean, honestly, I have people that are totally blind in this group. I have people that are visually impaired in this group. I have sighted people in this group. And they all enjoy learning languages in a fun and feel-free way. With no stress involved, no bashing, no hating on people. I even have chat groups, WhatsApp chat groups, which I will put all this in the description notes below, so you guys will be able to go to the groups and join, and you can join the page. Once again, it's Chanel's Language Learning Journey Mastermind, and that's on Facebook. You can go into groups and then type in my name, Chenelle apostrophe S, Language Learning Journey Mastermind. And then you go to answer the questions, say yes, and myself or one of my three moderators or other two admins will accept you into the group. So, once again, you guys, thank you for listening. And remember, language learning is a journey, not a race. Enjoy the process. Enjoy this podcast. And I will see you guys in the next episode of Chanel's Language Learning Journey podcast. Bye-bye.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.